The question was asked, we know that when you make a shakol ni'abit varo, so that blessing encompasses all benefits. You could say it on hamotzi, you could say it on mizonot, you could say it on adama. Any item you would eat, you can make a shakol ni'abit varo. And the logic behind it is, the blessing actually states, blessed are you Hashem, that everything has come to be with your saying so. Shakol niya, all things came to be bidvaro, with Hashem say so. So that covers everything. So Chazal tell us that if you don't know which blessing to make, a shehakol covers everything. Ideally, you should know which blessing to make. But okay, sometimes you don't know. What do you make on a rice cake? Who knows? So shehakol covers everything. But what about a borei nefashot? So in fact, that's a very interesting concept. The idea of borei nefashot was actually instituted by the rabbis for food that comes, that is derivative of live products, of live livestock. Borei nefashot initially was a blessing that was specifically for when you eat meat, milk, cheese, and eggs. Fish, right. Anything alive. Okay, so anything that comes from livestock, you would make a borei nefashot, and that's really the meaning of the blessing. Borei nefashot abot v'chesronan, you created all these living organisms and their needs. Al kol ma shebara lachiyot b'em nefshkochai, above and beyond, you also created other things to give us life. Baruch hay olamim. So, borei nefashot, we're talking about creating living organisms and their needs. So initially, borei nefashot was about the derivatives we have of living organisms. And then Chazal expanded it. That expansion happened at a later date. In the Talmud, there are many places where the Talmud says, what after blessing do you make on that? The Talmud says, v'lo klum, nothing. Which Rashi interprets to mean, borei nefashot. And so the Gro and Shulchan Aruch and Rav Kook Zatzal say that that's an evolvement. In the days where the Talmud said v'lo klum, the Talmud was saying nothing. Later on, Chazal expanded borei nefashot to cover other foods. Just a minute. Guys, you got to ask me questions, but we got to finish the thought for the questions. So borei nefashot, even though today we've expanded it, or Chazal expanded it to cover, and Chazal, I mean, probably already in the days of the Gemara, expanded it to cover all foods other than bread and the seven species of Israel. That's an expansion. And the definition of the blessing doesn't really cover other blessings. Because ala michya is a blessing about the seven species. Ala michya is a machloket. Whether it is an argument in the already in Talmud and then later on in the commentaries, whether it is biblical or not. We know that Birkat HaMazon, the after blessing for bread, is biblical. What about Ala Michya? Two opinions. And we factor that in. So certainly, if one thinks he might be Chayav in Ala Michya, he ate cake. He's not sure how much cake he ate. And he drank milk. So now he definitely has to make a Borei Nefashot. Does that cover him for the Ala Michya? Not at all. Because the Ala Michya is its own obligation. An obligation which is either rabbinic or biblical, but the theme of the blessing is about the species of the land of Israel, the species of food of the land of Israel, and ala michya is actually a shortened version of benching. There's a question that the Dagul Mirvava, the Noda Biyuda, raises in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch. What would happen if someone said an ala michya after eating bread? Being that ala michya is actually a short version of the blessings of benching. Was a yotze? Yeah? What?
From Torah, it's Yotze, because from Torah, there's a quote in the Talmud given this, the tefillah of one person, right, who said, blessed be the Lord, master of his bread, more or less.
Binyamin Raya.
Yeah.
Okay.
So from Torah, it would be also sure.
I think that the commentaries say that would only be good for the first blessing. You still have to thank for the land, and Chazal understood them all to be biblical.
Okay.
Thank for the land and Jerusalem. Okay, so at any rate, in a nutshell, one cannot say that borei nefashot encompasses the other blessings. No.